Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Lead to a directive from the federal government for everybody to get vaccinated, and they didn't feel that that was a thing that we wanted to do. And certainly I feel the same way, and I would imagine from all the things I've heard from the council, they feel the same way in terms of mandatory vaccinations, masks, all of that. That sort of thing. The third speaker talked about the vaccine and COVID, provided a nice chart with data on it, and spoke to the issue about the safety and efficacy of the current vaccines that we have. And in accordance with the Texas Attorney General ruling and state laws, the council was limited to answering a factual question, which they did, and then no discussion or decisions about any of the rest of it, because it was not one of the agenda items for action that was there.
Can't really talk about anything that, as you're saying, that. Can't get into the discussion of some item that wasn't already announced to the public, which makes
certain
sense. Well, okay, let's get back to business here with the City of Brady. We were talking about the City Council meeting last night. You were talking about some people who were guests at the Council meeting.
And after the public comments that were made, then we went to the consent agenda, which was two items: approval of the minutes from the regular and the work session meetings on the 21st of September, and then the proclamation for World Teachers Day, which was yesterday, the 5th of October. And if you will allow me, and I get to the right page, it's a short proclamation I would like to read on the air.
Sure.
Yeah, find it and all my stuff here. Okay.
There you are.
Proclamation, World Teachers Day, October the 5th, 2021. Whereas Brady, Texas' future depends on providing a high-quality education for all students, and whereas teacher quality matters more to student achievement than any other school-related factor, and whereas teachers spend countless hours preparing lessons plans and supporting students, and whereas our Brady ISD teachers have demonstrated great resilience, adaptability, and creativity during the COVID-19 crisis, and whereas our community recognizes and supports its teachers in educating the children of the community, and whereas Teachers Can is a statewide movement supported by more than 125 partnering businesses and organizations committed to elevating the teaching profession and honoring the critical role that teachers play in the success of Texas. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of Brady, Texas Council joins Teachers Can and its participating entities across Texas in celebrating World Teachers Day, and proclaims October the 5th, 2021, to be Brady Teachers Day. Witness thereof, I have set by my hand and caused the seal of the City of Brady to be affixed to this 5th day of October in the year 2021. So,
that's very good.
Different teachers that I can remember throughout my life that had very significant impacts on me, boy, the teachers deserve all the recognition that they can
get. That's true. That's true. All right.
Okay. After that, we had no presentations, didn't have a public hearing. We moved on to the individual concerns, and that started with discussion, consideration, and possible action to approve Resolution 2021-19 for the Brady Economic Development Corporation Project 2021-004, Youngblood Automotive and Tire, for upgrade to support operations of new equipment. Discussion about that, good recognition for the capability that that new equipment will provide for three full-time jobs. So in the look at the amount here, let's see, it doesn't specify in the other thing, so I have to go back to that page. But it's a significant grant provided by the Brady Economic Development Corporation in the amount of $34,000 in that grant.
Okay.
And that was approved 4-0, one council member. It was a little bit late coming in. And then we did item B, discussion, consideration, and possible action to approve Resolution 2021-20 of the Brady Economic Development Corporation Project 2021-003 for Serenity Quilts to support the remodel of the new location on the square. If you've been through the square, you've seen the folks
working on it
on that throughout that time period. That was in the form of a loan to the Serenity Quilts in the amount of $100,000 at a 1% loan for them, with additional details, two full-time jobs coming along with that. Again, one of the major differences, this was a loan, the previous one was a grant.
Mm-hmm.
So that was approved 4-0. And item C, discussion, consideration, and possible action to approve the first reading of Ordinance 1329, amending the 2021-22 Brady Economic Development Corporation budget. Not the city budget, but the EDC budget. The council is required to approve those things, and we do it by ordinance. And that funds the project 2021-003 to Serenity Quilts. The next was the same thing, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the first reading of Ordinance 1330, amending the 2021-22 Brady Economic Development Corporation budget to fund the Brady Economic Development Project 2021-004, the Youngblood Automotive, part of that. So both of those were approved 5-0. We move to item E, discussion, consideration, and possible action on awarding the lowest responsive bid to LC Paving and Construction, Limited Liability Corporation of Coolidge, Texas, for the residential meter relocations and service lines out around 9 Road. Some very old arrangements out there, been planned for a long time. It was put together in...
Are these water meters we're talking about?
The relocation of the lines and the water meters, and
okay,
the increase in the size of the lines. We had budgeted, based on our estimate, $273,900 to do that, and the lowest bid of four bidders came in at $168,087.48. After all of our certifications of the LC Paving and Construction, partially driven by the fact that are you sure you want to do new pipes and placement of water meters with a paving and construction company? It turned out the name was a bit older than the scope of their business. So after appropriate amount of investigation and confirmation about different things, that bid was awarded. The two of the other bids were very close to this one, but higher. And the fourth bid was considerably more. Okay. It was almost like they were at our budget and scoped
and
for our budget.
Yeah.
So then we moved on to the discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding Resolution 2021-24, adopting the city's investment policy and appointing a council member to be on the fiscal year 22 investment committee. The pretty extensive part of the package talking about all the things involved in that city's investment policy. Jane Huffman, as a council member, has been part of that investment committee, and she volunteered to do that again. And the investment policy itself and her appointment to be on that committee were both approved 5-0, as was the previous item here. So everything was unanimous in all those. We next went to the discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding a search for an interim city manager, is the way it was structured. There was really no open session discussion about that at that time, so we took a short break, and then at 6:52 we started the executive session, and the executive session was focused on personnel matters, the city manager responsibilities associated with that hiring, and Dennis's retirement. We were in executive session till 7:33, so about 40 minutes, 41 minutes. And when we came out of executive session, we at get my numbers all right here, at 7:33 we went into open session, and I took a motion to approve Aaron Corbell as the acting city manager with full authority and responsibility of the duties of city manager. So that effectively made it her the city manager last night with all those responsibilities and authority. And Dennis moved over to be involved in closing out some of the things like the senior center at the Civic Center and some other projects that he's working on to get those concluded before his retirement on the 28th of this month. Also, that passed 5-0. I took a motion, and the motion was approved 5-0 to task the acting city manager to put together a plan that she proposed to execute that it could involve broad-ranging things dealing with the city manager's responsibilities and the structure of the city employees that were there. Next, we took a motion to set her pay as the acting city manager. It was appropriate that she be paid for being the city manager. That was approved 5-0 at the public knowledge for the pay to be $110,000 for the year, and that all the other pay benefits and associated things would be the same as those that Dennis had as the city manager. And then took a motion that passed 5-0 to go ahead and open the acceptance of applications. We'll go through that process, start it today, for a city manager. Now, that sounds strange. We just appointed an acting city manager and gave her all kinds of authority and pay, and now we're going to accept applications for city manager. We have an acting city manager, and we would certainly anticipate that the acting city manager will apply for the job of, we'll call it, permanent city manager. But the council felt it was a prudent thing to do to put that out there and see what kind of applications we got. When we get a sufficient number of applications that we review as they come in, we'll close that call for applications and decide who we would interview if interviews are appropriate, and then go through the process of selection of the city manager. And that might very well be Aaron, to move from acting city manager to city manager, or it could be somebody else. And so all of those discussions had taken place as appropriately in the executive session, and all of those four items were unanimously voted. Then we talked about some announcements, the status of the senior center. If you've been over to the Civic Center inside for the reunion, the church activities that have been in the Civic Center over the past weekend, you saw some of the construction going on for the office area for the new senior center that will be down in the golf course end of the Civic Center. As we work on that, we look to have that very, very close to completion by the end of the month. Mm-hmm. Dennis made the announcement that the freezer that they'll use is a little bit down the road, and so they'll be using the freezer over at the current senior center until that one arrives and gets installed. And then we closed the meeting at 7:35 after those quick announcements that were done. And just for everybody else, these are written but not discussed in the meeting. October the 11th, coming up here real quick, Columbus Day, the city will be closed. So the trash schedule will be adjusted. That's a Monday. So this is not one of those trash schedule changes that you have to get it out early. Just Monday does Tuesday and Tuesday does Wednesday. So if you get it out on your normal day and leave it out there, it'll get taken care of. And then, of course, Veterans Day is a holiday on the 11th of November, and Thanksgiving on the 25th and 26th, the Thursday and Friday of that week, and adjusted trash schedule for that will be publicized. And then that was actually a relatively short council meeting because we had had a special session day before yesterday that was lengthy, and the discussion about the city manager, and that was largely executive session again in those same topics as we went through that. So things progress as you the two of us have mentioned. The reduction in the active COVID cases is really great news. Good news about all of the things that we're wrapping up and getting done. Just to remind everybody, the projected completion date on the drinking water program, that's the water coming out of your faucet, is just over a year away in the November time frame of 2022. And the estimated time to complete the wastewater treatment plant. That's the stuff that goes down the drain and gets treated before being released is very close to the same date. That's not finalized right now, but in the fall / early winter of 2022. So been working on that a long time.
It has been. That's been going a long time, and it's just amazing to get to be looking at that being basically just a year away and both of them being finished virtually at the same time.
TCEQ and the Environmental Agency and the Water Development Board are all going to be very happy to see after so many years of citing us for challenges that we had with radium and radionuclides in the Hickory Aquifer and taking care of all that. So we'll finally get all of that done, and then we'll deal with all the pipe challenges that come associated with that. We're already dealing with a great many of those. And what does that mean to everybody? That means we remove the iron from the water before we treat it for radionuclides. So your water's going to be clearer. It's going to taste better and different. Probably have the best water in the United States, maybe certainly in Texas. And so those will be good things for us, and much better water pressure and volume that's out there with elevated storage tanks, both out at in the area right next to the airport, and they're on the way to the lake. And you can see what the one it's going to look like at the airport, which is going to be a bit smaller for that one. So good stuff going on.
Good things are happening.
Yep.
Moving ahead, and all is well, right?
Yep.
Okay. Very good.
And one more time, monarch butterflies. Think about that.
Yeah. And go out and enjoy them that they're when they come through and look at them, but also think about planting milkweed and all the other things that you can do to help attract them and feed them. They need the milkweed as a place to go.
You know, I keep telling my wife I don't need to mow the yard because we need to let the milkweed be there for the monarch butterflies. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Then she says plant them over here.
But we have a section of the yard that we've set aside for that. So
that's good.
Yep.
You're to be commended for that.
Well, maybe.
Maybe? Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay. Brady Mayer, Tony Groves with us this morning.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.